This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. Next up on our Fix 18 content, we have a fantastic talk from Dr. Asia Lifridge called Trailblaze. Dr. Lifridge serves at the George Washington University School of Medicine in Washington, D.C., where she's an associate professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine and of Health Policy at the Milken Institute School of Public Health. She prioritizes giving back to the community and is the chief executive officer of the Dr. Asia Lifridge Minority Women in Science Foundation, a nonprofit organization that empowers the dreams of future leaders with interest in science careers. Her Fix Talk is just some outstanding storytelling. So I'm not going to intro it at all. I'm just going to let you enjoy. Hey guys in the balcony. Hey up there. So I'm Asia Lifridge. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And today we're going to talk about what it looks like to trailblaze. And we're going to do so from the context of three areas. They are courage, consciousness, and curiosity. So I want to start by first introducing you to my friend Tony. You see Tony and I here pictured in the slide behind me. And I met Tony about a year ago in Destin, Florida. You see, I was in Destin, Florida for a really important business meeting, and I'd finished the meeting. I felt all had gone well. It was a big success, I felt. And I had checked out of my hotel that afternoon. I was outside waiting for my Uber to arrive to take me to the airport. And as I stood there waiting for my Uber to arrive, I began to reflect on the meeting. You know, it was one of those meetings where I went into it not really knowing what to expect. I didn't really feel terribly prepared for it, but it had gone really well. And I felt really accomplished. I felt I made good connections. I met people that I needed to and that I learned a lot. So I stood there waiting on my Uber thinking, wow, okay, that's one mountain conquered, on to the next mountain to conquer. And boy, did I have a mountain in front of me to conquer. So I called my Uber. I was waiting for my Uber, and my Uber arrived. And as the car pulled up, I checked the license plate to make sure I was getting into the right vehicle, of course. And I stopped dead in my tracks. I couldn't take another step. What I saw on the front of the car, of the plate of the car, was the Confederate flag. I said, wow, that's different. Hadn't seen that in a while. And I literally paused for about 30 seconds, which felt like an eternity, thinking what to do. Should I get into the car as per usual? Should I make some excuse and call for a different Uber to take me to the airport? You see, the feelings that were conjured up by that image were very uncomfortable to me. I'm from North Carolina, and in North Carolina, there are some people to whom the Confederate flag is not just an image, but a very strong symbol that says, you're not wanted, stay out, and you're not welcome. So I stood there contemplating what to do, and after about 30 seconds, something kicked in. I decided to overrule my fear and to let courage take over. So I took a deep breath, and I walked towards the car, and plus, time was tight as always, and I really needed to get to the airport to get back to DC. So I walked to the car, and Tony, my Uber driver, got out of the vehicle. He kindly grabbed my luggage, put it into the back seat of the car. We said our friendly hellos. I got into the back seat, and I was on my way to the airport. And as I sat there, I remember very well, feeling very tense. Literally, the muscles in my neck and in my back felt very tight and tense. I felt like I needed to do something, but I wasn't sure what. There was something inside of me that insisted that something be done and that something be said. So I made the decision to actually bring up the topic of the Confederate flag with Tony, my Uber driver. I took a really deep breath, and before I said anything, I sent some text messages to family members and friends telling them exactly what highway I was on in Florida, the license plate number, and Tony's name, just in case I didn't make it back to DC. And so with that, I said, sir, as politely as I could, I noticed that you have the Confederate flag on the front of your car. That's interesting. And he said, yeah, I've had it on there for years. Does that bother you? I've had it there for years. It's a part of the car. And I said, you know, to be honest, it does bother me a bit. Since I've gotten in the car, I've felt very uneasy. The Confederate flag for me represents ideas of exclusivity and racism and also of just lack of tolerance for some people. And so I am kind of bothered by it and uncomfortable, and I figured that I shouldn't be the only one to feel totally uncomfortable all the way to the airport. So I decided to ask you about it. And plus, I really just want to hear what you have to say about it. I see this as a great opportunity, genuinely, for me to learn directly from you about how you feel about it, and I can share how I feel about it. And he said, well, you know, I completely understand what you're saying, and I'm so sorry that you feel uncomfortable. That, of course, is not my intent whatsoever. He said, did you read the words underneath the flag? And I said, you know, to be honest, I didn't. I really couldn't get past the image. And he said, well, it says underneath, heritage, not hate. I said, oh, okay. He said, you know, I have that on my car because I'm proud of my heritage and the history behind what my family and family members did for our country, and I'm proud of that. It's not about hate, not about exclusivity. I think all people deserve to be treated fairly and the same, so I'm really sorry that you feel that way. And I said, Tony, I appreciate that you pointed out the words underneath that image, because that does make a difference to me, and that says something more and something different about the image. And I said, I can understand why you feel proud of your heritage. Of course, I feel proud of my heritage in many ways as well, but I'm sure you're aware of some aspects of that history of which I'm sure you can't be proud. And he said, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because no one's ever said it to me. And I drive Uber all the time, and certainly, if you felt uncomfortable, others have too. And he said that our conversation had forced him to consider removing the flag from his car altogether, not because he was no longer proud of his heritage, but because if it made others feel uncomfortable, it was defeating its purpose. So, I arrived at the airport in one piece, I was safe, I felt at ease, and I had made a new friend with Tony. On the way to the airport, we talked about a million things, I got to know him, and I actually learned that we had far more in common than we had different. I'm so glad that I took that opportunity to be courageous, to have the courage to face my fears, the courage to ask the hard questions, the courage to have difficult conversations, and the courage to want to learn from someone else's journey and story. That's what trailblazing looks like to me. So that trip to Destin, Florida was actually the first of many on the campaign trail that I took on last year as I ran for the board of directors for the American College of Emergency Physicians. I was very fortunate to actually win that election and was elected to the board of directors. And the morning after the election, this photo was taken of ASEP's board of directors. What's funny? Is that funny? No. So, before we took this group photo, we had individual photos taken of each of us. And I remember it was my turn to go up and take my photo. I was so happy to be there. I was newly an official representative and servant, really, of our great specialty. And so we went up for our individual shots, and I stood before the photographer, of course, trying to look cute. And so the photographer, when I went up, pulled out this circular kind of reflector metallic tool, and he was holding it up to the camera and holding it up to my face and holding it up to the camera, and I wasn't sure what was exactly going on, but I just stood there and posed, and he took the photo. A couple of the board, my other board members, actually saw him and said to him, you know, why are you using that reflector thing with Asia? You didn't use that with us. And it actually kind of felt good. It was like the new kid on the block kind of being taken up for by the older board members, like, why are you using that on her? And the photographer, I remember mumbling something along the lines of, oh, I just want to make sure the lighting is correct. But, you know, I knew at that moment why he did that. And at that moment, probably for the first time in that context, I felt different. At that moment, I realized he was using the reflector to ensure that my darker skin was properly photographed. Well, you know, and in days after, I reflected on that and kind of how deep it was, because I thought about how perhaps cameras are inherently engineered to photograph lighter skin better. And that in order to photograph well darker skin, adjustments have to be made. Kind of a type of privilege, I suppose. Right? And so I thought about that, and you know, at that moment, I developed a new level of consciousness. And I realized that I think when you ascend in leadership, you develop new levels of consciousness, I'm learning. And, you know, I hadn't thought about being different in any other way prior to that. I really hadn't. You know, I knew I brought a diverse skill set and perspective to the board, for sure. But other than that, honestly, when you trailblaze, you don't have a lot of time to put into thinking about how you're different. When you trailblaze, you focus on how you can best contribute, not how you're so different. And it's important to be conscious, but at the same time to make sure that that consciousness doesn't consume the forefront of your thinking to the extent that you dwell on the differences, because that can be distracting and get in the way of a lot of really important work to be done. If you're conscious as a trailblazer, which you must be, but you focus too much on how you're different, there's a thin line between being woke, as the young people say, and running the risk of slipping into feeling like an imposter. And there's far too much work to be done to feel like an imposter, because we all deserve to be on this stage and to be here today, right? Give yourselves a hand, actually, for being here today. So, with that, I actually realized that, again, it's important to have consciousness as a trailblazer, but to be conscious of your consciousness and to make sure that that consciousness does not consume you and make sure that that consciousness makes you better and more effective as a leader. So, Blazing Trails is created by individual sparks that complement and ignite future sparks that then collectively create a light that cannot be dimmed. The five women that you see here on this slide, members of the ASEP board, which I believe is an all-time high, by the way, collectively, through curiosity, blaze trails, and so do each of you. Oftentimes, it's through curiosity that trailblazing begins. It's our individual curiosities to want to push the envelope to make sure that patients get the best care possible, pushing the envelope to make sure that the right thing is done for patients. Curiosities around how we can individually, bit by bit, make progress so that together we can coalesce into a brilliant flame that runs rampant like a wildfire. Curiosity is often where it starts in terms of trailblazing. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, one's philosophy isn't determined by words alone. One's philosophy is best determined by what one chooses to do. And what one chooses to do is that individual's responsibility. So friends, I encourage you to trailblaze with courage, consciousness, and curiosity. Let's write our own stories together and let each of us, in our own unique ways, trailblaze. Now is the time to trailblaze. Thank you.